from KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton. It's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. You can also email us your questions and answers this hour. Anything at KERA.org is the address. Frank and Keller gets us started today. Does anyone know which local radio station airs the president's weekly radio address? Call us, 800-933-5372. Gwendolyn writes, there are, I'm guessing she says here, about 35 to 40 crosses on the right side of Trinity Boulevard on a little hill going east in Fort Worth. There's also a small fenced-in area a little farther east that has the same kind of crosses, white with lettering. She says, I've never pulled over to see what they say. Does anyone know who placed them there or why they were placed there? Brian in Dallas is trying to find a Dallas store that sells character ties. He says, I used to be able to buy ties with cartoon characters at a major department store, and that store has stopped carrying them, and I've looked for them at other major department stores and can't find them. Does anyone know of a store in the Dallas area that sells character ties? Let's see. David in Irving says, I'd really like to see a movie from 1979 called The Seduction of Joe Tynan, starring Alan Alda, Barbara Harris, and Meryl Streep. He says, I don't think it's on DVD in the U.S. He says, I see people selling used VHS tapes of it on Amazon and eBay, but they seem overpriced, and I don't have a VCR. He writes, I haven't had any luck at the libraries around DFW. What are my options for finding this rare movie? Call us, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org. David in Fort Worth says, I've heard that rivers follow the path of ancient dormant fault lines. This seems unlikely to me, since there would be lots of fault lines. Can anyone verify this claim? Lots of questions, by the way, folks, from the last couple of weeks, and I want to thank everyone who contributed during this show, during all the shows, during the very successful spring 2009 KERA membership campaign. We raised a lot of money for the station, thanks to you and your participation, especially during this show, and we really appreciate it. Our number is 800-933-5372. And let's get started today with Crescenthio calling from somewhere. Hi, Crescenthio.
Hey, how you doing? I'm
doing fine. Okay.
I had a question for quite a while. I was wondering the term, the political term left wing and right wing, how those, where those got started from, and I guess the origin of, and how each got affixed to its
being. I think that it may have begun because I believe the more liberal party sits on the left side of the house, and the more conservative party sits on the right side of the house. And you know, they talk about crossing the aisle or reaching across the aisle to the other party.
Yeah.
But I think that's maybe where it started. But you know, it's not up to me. Let's find out. Someone's bound to know.
Sure.
All right. Thanks very much. Line open, 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Sue in Springtown. Hello, Sue.
Hi. I found a grapefruit seed that had already sprouted and was wondering if anybody in this area has ever successfully brought a tree to bear fruit.
On a grapefruit?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll ask and see if we get an answer for you.
Thank you.
800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Maria wants to know what's the best way to determine the chronological order of when books were published. For example, she cites Dan Brown's Angels and Demons and The Da Vinci Code. She asks, which book was written first? She says, I prefer to read books that have the same characters in chronological order. Well, I think I would probably too. Let's see. Kimberly is wondering, where can I find old traffic light covers? Kimberly says, I'd like to acquire these in any and all colors, yellow, orange, et cetera. Does anyone know where I can find some, either that have been salvaged or that I can salvage or purchase? And let's see, Earl sent us this question last week and the week before. Sorry, Earl, it's taken us a long to get to this. He says, some years ago, Channel 13 ran a BBC comedy set in ancient Rome. He says, the actors wore togas and skirts, and the characters had the names of diseases like peritonitis and colitis, etc. He says, I thought it was very funny, but I can't remember the name. I believe the word forum was in the title, but I'm not positive. Does anyone remember? 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org. Let's talk next to Dennis in Irving. Hello, Dennis.
Yes, I always wonder why does the oil get traded for next month and you see the price effect right away next day here?
Like oil futures.
Yeah, it said now it's trading for June.
Right.
But and you see, on the pump, you see, you know.
Right,
yeah,
you see the
right
increase
away.
Overnight, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
Yeah, I filled up my wife's car the other night, and then the next day, I went to fill up mine, and gas was 10 cents more a gallon at the same station. So, yeah, we'll ask and see if we get an answer for you.
Okay, thanks.
All right. Bye-bye. Line open 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org, and that's where we get this from Angela in Coppell, who writes, I've recently been sharing my favorite young adult stories with my child, and in the process I was reading the copyright information in the front of the book. She says, I noticed that the copyright on the book was renewed by descendants of the author, but the illustrations are by someone else, and no copyright is listed. Does the illustrator not get any residuals on these books that are continually reprinted, or do illustrators get paid by the illustration and lose all rights to them? She asks, how does that work? Some of the artwork is lovely, and I hate to think that the artist or their family gets no benefit. 800-933-5372. Oh, let's talk to Michael in Dallas. Hello, Michael.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing fine.
I think I know, I don't know specifically what crosses the asker was asking about, but I know that in my neighborhood, starting maybe a couple months before Easter, mm-hmm. people started putting these white crosses in their yard. And on Easter, they would turn them around and they said, he is risen on the other side.
Oh, okay. Very good. Well, that's one answer. Thanks so much for calling.
Thank you.
All
bye.
Right. And let's talk next to Ellen in Flower Mound. Hello, Ellen.
Hi. I had a question about health care reimbursement accounts. After you put your money in, if you don't collect it all at the by the due date, what happens to that money? Does it go to your company, or does it go to the government, or does it go to the management company for the health care reimbursement account?
Well, I have no idea, and that's why we do the show. So we'll ask someone. We'll know, because I think you have to. Don't you have to use it by the end of the year?
You do. You
every
have,
year.
Yeah, it's all tax free as long as you use it all. And I had like $30 still left in there that I hadn't used.
So. Okay. Well, we'll ask
where that went.
We'll see if we get an answer for you.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Brad in Dallas writes. Asking about a large elevated parcel of land with a chain link fence around the top of it at the northeast corner of Hillcrest and Walnut Hill Lane. He says it's located near a couple of schools, but I never see them using it. I've looked at Google Earth and see nothing but grass behind the fence. Is there something buried under all that dirt? Does anyone know what this piece of property is or was? He says empty pieces of land are nothing new, but this one's about 6 feet high and fenced off. Says, so it confuses me. Call us, 800-933-5372. Steven says, you guys recently had a question about keeping feral cats out of your yard. Does anyone know how to trick them, to keep them off of your car? He says, I have a convertible, and there are two feral cats, which I actually feed, he says, that like to hang out on the roof. So the roof gets covered in cat hair, which only comes off with a lint brush. We had this question almost a year ago from someone, Steven, who's having the exact same problem. And the cats were urinating on his Porsche convertible ragtop. And the answer we got was to put aluminum foil across the roof. So I guess you stretch it across the top of the car and maybe roll it in the windows or something, somehow keep it from blowing off. And the cats, from what we heard on the show, the cats don't like to walk on aluminum foil. I don't know if anyone's tried it or if it was successful, but he didn't write back or call back. So maybe that worked. Maybe someone has a better answer. And they can call us at 800-933-5372 or email us at anything@kera.org. Up next on the phone is Rex in Houston. Hello, Rex.
Hey, how are you doing today?
Doing well.
I had an answer for the question about rivers and old fault lines.
Okay.
And the answer is yes, no, maybe, and sometimes.
All right.
Some rivers do follow old fault lines because the fault lines are a zone of weakness, and so therefore they're a little bit lower than what's around them.
Mm-hmm.
But you cannot definitively say that every river is following an old fault line, unless maybe you're in California where there's a fault line every 6 feet.
Right. Okay. Well, thanks for calling.
Sure enough.
All right.
Bye.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Rainey in Dallas says, from Wikipedia, the term left wing derives from the French Revolution, when radical Montagnard deputies from the Third Estate generally sat to the left of the president's chair, a habit which began in the Estates General, I'm going to pronounce this horribly, of 1789. The moderates generally sat to the right. It is still the tradition in the French Assemblée Nationale for the representatives to be seated left to right relative to the assembly president, according to their political alignment. It goes on, in some European countries, classical liberals were labeled as left before Marxist ideas came to define the left. In the case of Denmark and Norway, the historical liberal parties still carry the name Venstre, literally meaning left, even though they are now considered to be right-wing. A similar phenomenon exists in France. Let's see. Also, the Trinity Boulevard crosses. This is from Paul, who says, this is the story from their website. Our Garden of Angels was originally at the place where the police discovered the body of Amy Robinson. I went to the place where Amy's body was found, and it was my thought that Amy should be remembered. It's due to the fact that I wanted her life to be remembered that I began the Garden of Angels. And you can read more about this at ourgardenofangels.org. So apparently it is a memorial. 800-933-5372. Up next is Angie in Denton. Hello, Angie.
Hi.
Go right ahead.
I was calling because I think I have an answer to the question about the toga show from KERA from years ago.
Okay.
I think it's up Pompeii.
Well, we got confirmation from that from Chip and from DWN Colleyville up Pompeii.
I think that was it. It was a great show.
Very good. Well, thanks so much for calling.
Thanks. Bye.
800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Kenneth says the leftover health savings account money goes to the government. He says, I'm not sure where, but I think, he writes, state level. Richard says, Angels and Demons was written before the Da Vinci Code. The first print date on the copyright page can help. Also, book series tend to be listed on sites like Wikipedia in the order of publication. He says, I personally found this useful when I, too, wanted to begin reading a group of books with the oldest first. 800-933-5372. Up next is Josh in Keller. Hello, Josh.
Yes, I have an answer for the question about rivers following faults.
Yeah.
What happens is major rivers in the United States are not necessarily following faults, but they're following large rift zones, which are where the continents have started to break apart in the past. For example, the Mississippi River actually follows the Mississippian embayment, which is where the Gulf of Mexico actually extended almost up to St. Louis. Similarly, the Rio Grande Rift has a Rio Grande River in it. That is a rift or a break in the continent that extends all the way from Colorado through Mexico. So these breaks in the continent have a tendency to channel the major rivers in the United States and other major rivers in the world.
So they're big fault lines. those are the big ones.
Yeah, they're not just single faults, but they're actually big collapses in the continent's crust that create depressions, and they are translated upward through later faults, and they control the paths of rivers.
Very good. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Right. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email, always open, anything at kera.org. Last week we had the question about Tippin's Pies, which we were wrong about at the end. Robert says, respectfully, Tippin's Pies went out of business in 2003, and their pies are only available at Hen House Markets in Kansas City, Kansas. He says the Roof Snow location in North Richland Hills that another caller referred to is a sports bar now. So sorry about that to the Tippin's Pie fans. Call us, 800-933-5372. You can email us for the rest of the hour as well at anything at kera.org. We'll be right back. It's anything you ever wanted to know from KERA 90.1 in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. Our email address is anything at kera.org. And up next on the phone, we hear from Dara in McKinney. Hello, Dara.
Hi, Jeff. This is Sarah.
Yeah, go right ahead.
I had an answer about the cats on the car, and you're right about the foil for sure. I saw an experiment on a TV show from Britain a while ago, and they put maybe in a 15 by 15 area a whole thing of foil, and they put a cat right in the center and cut out a very kind of winding path without foil. And the cat took the path without the foil, and then they tried to just stick him on the foil, and he'd freak out and run away. So
it really does work. Very good.
All right.
Thanks so much.
Bye.
And let's see, we get one more confirming call from Danny in Dallas. Does that sound right, Danny?
Well, yeah. I think that when they actually took my call, I think they kind of got mixed up. I was actually calling about the oil prices and the gas.
Okay. That's okay. Oil, foil, you know.
Yeah, exactly. You have to look at a couple of things when you're looking at the gas prices. First, gas is the only product that you're going to buy that when you purchase it, you're buying it at a future price. So what they're charging you is what they're going to is what it's going to cost them to replenish their gas storage tanks, as opposed to what they paid for to buy the actual gas that you're pumping into your car.
Oh, I see. So you're paying for the replacement of the gas that you're buying, not the gas that they purchased.
Exactly. And when you look at the gas prices, you know, everybody. And you look at oil prices, I should say. You know, a lot of the United States does use the light sweet crude, but here in the Texas area, they had a news report about this, and we actually use the Brent crude, which is always typically a little bit higher than the light sweet crude that they show gas the oil prices on TV. So that's where our gas comes from, is the Brent crude as opposed to the light sweet crude.
Very good. Well, thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. From last week, we had the question about why are cars stopping so far away from other cars at some intersections. And Steve writes, I was taught in driver's ed in the early 70s to always stop behind another car where I could still see some concrete between me and the car stopped in front of me. So he says that I would not be breathing the exhaust fumes of that car in front of me. Let's see. Robert wrote, he says, in January or February, you had a question about cowbells and their purpose. They said you had many who answered that, and most answered that the farmer would use the cowbells to locate the herd. He says, and though that is part of the purpose, there is a more important reason why a farmer would place an identifier like a bell or a strap on a cow. He says, I grew up on a Guernsey dairy farm in Ohio. That farm was about 300 acres with many pastures, and the herd was about 150 cows. He said herds of that size will have two or more leaders. Leaders are individual cows in the herd in which others in the herd will follow them. He says, in our case, there were two, sometimes three animals that one could identify as leaders, and they would segregate the herd into two or three smaller herds, and these herds would generally move independently around the pasture. Robert says when it came time to move them, the farmer, he said, me, needed to quickly identify and locate the leaders, separate them from the herd, and begin to move them to where the whole herd would need to go. He says the herd always followed the leader. He says when that happened, life was good. He says the real purpose of the cowbells in the Alps is not just to find the herd, but also move the entire herd to another location, like back to the barn or to another pasture. 800-933-5372 is the telephone number, the email address, anything at kera.org. Up next is Jay in Dallas. Hello, Jay.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well.
I have a comment to make on the left wing, right wing comment.
Yes, go right ahead.
In Roman times, they would shake hands and embrace using the right arm because it was considered an evil to be to shake left-handed because you could draw a sword or a dagger and stab your person you're meeting with.
Mm-hmm.
And after the Senate, which was mainly an aristocracy, began to evolve after Julius Caesar, they began to put people that were more proletarian or merchants on the Roman Senate, and they tended to sit, if they were to be in their seats, they tended to sit to the left side of the Roman Senate, and they began to be referred to as the left wing as a derogatory comment. And then as we moved into the time of the French Revolution, they were proud of being a proletarian revolution, and so they took on that guise of what had been a derogatory term that was established in the Roman Senate at near the fall of the Rome, middle of the fall of Rome. But anyway, I just want to throw that in.
Very good. Thanks for calling.
Yep.
All right. Let's talk next to 800-933-5372. Let's talk to George in Fort Worth. Hello, George.
Hello there.
Go right ahead.
This is concerning the lady worried about the illustrations and the artists.
Okay.
If the illustration, whether it's drawn or photograph, whatever, if it's done specifically for a customer, it is the property of that customer. If they go out and they find something that perfectly suits what they want and they purchase rights to it, then each time it's used, they would be paid for use over and over.
Okay.
But if it's one-time right or if it's specifically for the customer, it belongs to the customer however they want to use it.
Very good. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
All right. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. And that's where we get this from Maggie in Fort Worth, who writes, for the woman who wants to figure out the order books were first published, she says there is a useful British webpage called fantasticfiction.co.uk that has all sorts of authors, including Americans, and it lists all of their books, publishers, and publication dates. This is a good way, Maggie says, to sort out the actual publication dates, especially since a reissued book might have a new copyright, new cover art, etc., that can confuse the issue. And Rex chimes in, when the publisher lists previous books by an author at the front of a book, the list is generally in chronological order. He says one caveat is they don't always list books that were published by a different imprint or publisher. Tracy writes that the elevated tract at Hillcrest and Walnut Hill is a City of Dallas water storage facility. And there's another one at the between Matilda and Greenville, just north of Mockingbird. If you drive by there, you can see that elevated land behind the fence there, too. The phone number is 800-933-5372. Up next is Syra in Plano. Hello, Syra.
Hi. I have a quick question. My question is basically, is autism covered under Medicare or Social Security disability? If the parents earn more than $60,000 a year, are the kids eligible to get something to help them with their therapies and medication and stuff like that?
Okay. Well, we'll ask and see if we get an answer for you.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks for calling. 800-933-5372. Jim in Fort Worth writes to anything at kera.org that I was taught in defensive driving to stop where you can still see the back tires of the car in front of you. So you could safely go around them if you had to in the case of stalled traffic or a breakdown without having to back up or make a multi-point turn. Alyssa says, I had heard that cats and foil worked too. He says, so we tried to keep one of our cats from using the corner of our bedroom in a purpose that it was not intended for. Alyssa says, not only did it not work, but one of our other cats pulled off a piece of the foil to play with. Let's see. And Nick says, regarding the health savings accounts or the HRA accounts, he says the answer depends on the employer and insurer. HSAs are different. The HSA answer was very wrong. So apparently there's an HRA and an HSA, and I don't really know what the difference is. So call us, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org. Up next is Ralph in Fort Worth. Hello, Ralph.
Hello.
Yes, go right ahead.
I have an answer for the person looking for traffic light lenses.
Oh, okay.
We have those at the Old Home Supply here in Fort Worth.
The Old Home Supply in Fort Worth.
On College Avenue, 1801 College Avenue.
Very good. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
800-933-5372 is where we find Liza in Mesquite. Hello, Liza.
Hi, how are you doing?
Doing well.
Okay, quick question. Is water, W-A-T-E-R, is water considered a living thing?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I know it can't replenish itself. But it was just something I've really wanted to know, so I'll take my answer off here.
Well, we'll see if we get an answer. I'm sure someone will call or email us with an answer. And let's see, Melanie and Sherman emailed us with a question. I was wondering where I can get ear sound protection for an infant, a 3-month-old infant, for an outdoor concert festival. Call us, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org. Randy says, I've noticed there aren't many co-ops in Dallas. He says, I've seen a lot in Austin, like the Wheatsville co-op and some housing co-ops. I've also seen some in small towns. Are there any in Dallas? 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Margie in Fort Worth. Hello, Margie.
Hi. I'm answering a question on how to keep a cat off your car or keep it from urinating on something. And I've had many, many cats, feral and otherwise, and the best thing I've found is called an SSS cat deterrent spray. And you go online and you'll find a lot of sites for it, but probably the easiest place is to go to Amazon. It has a motion detector on it, and it just sprays air. And cats really hate it, and once you've used it for a short while, you can actually put dummy cans out that cost a lot less, and they just see the can, and they won't go near it.
I think I've seen that at the pet store, where it's like a air spray can you use to clean like your computer keyboard or something.
Yes, and it has a little thing that sits on top with a motion detector, and it also has a little tiny little alarm, and you can switch it to just the alarm or the alarm and the spray. And it's amazing how fast cats learn not to go anywhere near it. But every once in a while, you just have to bring it back out again just to remind them, and it works real well. It works better than the electronic mats that you can put out with a little shocking mechanism. I've stepped on them myself, and they're uncomfortable, but they don't really hurt.
Right, but the spray is the best. Air spray is best.
The spray is the best.
Very good. Thanks for calling.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Bye. 800-933-5372. Email anything at KERA.org. Randy in Lakewood says, I've heard you stop so you can see the back tires of the car in front of you so that if you get rear-ended, you'll be less likely to get pushed into the car in front of you. I guess for all those reasons, it might be good to stop that way. Let's see. Mary in DeSoto says, The Seduction of Joe Tynan is on WMAX, a premium channel through Cinemax. It is a premium channel on AT&T UVerse. It's channel 842. Don't know if it's available on Time Warner, and it's coming to WMAX on May 19 at 2:10 in the a.m. Larissa in Frisco, thanks very much, by the way, Mary, for sending that. Larissa in Frisco says, there was also a film made in 1966 titled A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum. It's a comedy musical that takes place in ancient Rome, and all the characters are dressed in era-appropriate togas and sandals. It was directed by Richard Lester, and it is also a Broadway, or was also a Broadway musical. Elaine writes with a question to anything at KERA.org. Elaine writes, I have some old-fashioned window shades, vinyl, I think, she says, and windows along the back of my house, and one of them is broken, and I can't find a replacement. Now you only see bamboo, mini blinds, etc. Where can I find a replacement so that all the windows will have a similar look? Casey in Fort Worth writes with a question about radio technology. Casey says, I used to listen to a lot of talk radio, call-in shows in particular, and there used to be a problem with people having their radios on in the background while on the phone, causing a horrible feedback. He says, I haven't heard this happen in a while and was wondering if there was a new piece of technology that prevents the feedback noise from happening. Well, here, we just ask people to turn the radio down before they go on the air, because when they're on hold to talk on either this show or on the Think show we do Monday through Thursday, they can hear the show in real time. And if their radio's up anyway, they're going to hear a delayed broadcast of the show. So we just ask them to turn the radio down, and we can hear it typically when they call if it's on. So no technology, just communication. Melissa, but there might be. There might be some piece of technology, and if there is, please call us and tell us about it. 800-933-5372. Melissa in Irving has a semi-perennial question about what to do with unused or expired medication. She says, I've been told that we should not flush them down the toilet, and I don't want to throw them away in the trash. Also, one of these medications happens to be an EpiPen, which has a needle. Call us, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at KERA.org. Up next is Brian in Waxahachie. Hello, Brian.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing well.
My question is why is diesel in the past couple of years more expensive than a regular gallon of gas when, as far as I know, there's less processes involved in making diesel, but yet in the past 5 years, it's gone up to become more expensive than gasoline.
Well, we've asked. Let's see if we get an answer.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. 800-933-5372 is where we find Steve in Dallas. Hello, Steve.
Hi. I have a question. The Hi-5, every time I go through it, seems to be slower than it was before they constructed the Hi-5. And somebody told me it was designed as maybe a buffer to slow or reduce the traffic that would end up in the Mixmaster downtown.
Hmm. So you're wondering if that's indeed correct?
Yes.
Well, we'll ask and see if we get an answer for you.
All right.
All right. Thanks for calling, Steve.
Thanks. All right.
800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's see. One more on this stopping at the intersection. From Amal, who says, I learned a driver's ed to stop far enough back from the car in front of me to see the concrete behind the rear wheels, so if I was rear-ended, I would not hit the car in front of me. Because in Texas, I would be held liable for the damages, even though it wasn't my fault. Well, thank you very much for that. Let's see. Linda in Dallas says, to deter and remove cats from eliminating on your ragtop, the best solution on the market is called Nature's Miracle. You can purchase at many pet supply stores. I'm getting a big thumbs up for Nature's Miracle from the control room, by the way. Pour or spray full strength on a urine stain. It may have to spray the entire top, and probably often. And then spread black pepper or cayenne pepper on the rag top. One whiff of that, and they won't come back. Linda says, pet stores also have other sprays to deter the cat from urinating on anything. She says, I haven't used them, so I don't know. Also, Linda says, buy a small waterproof tarp to cover the rag top at night and spray the Nature's Miracle on top of that or spread the pepper all over the top. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. One more email before we take a break here, and this is from Brian, who writes, I'm not a biologist, but my understanding is that water is not a living thing. He says, college biology, I learned that one of the requirements for something to be considered living is that it must be carbon-based. Call us, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org. We'll be right back. From KERA in Dallas-Fort Worth, Denton, you're listening to Anything You Ever Wanted to Know. I'm Jeff Whittington, and the phone number to call with your questions and your answers is 800-933-5372. The email address where you can send us your questions and answers is anything at kera.org. And I want to say thanks again to all of you, because KERA broke some serious records in the last couple of weeks. The station, not only has the station eclipsed the 400,000 listener per week mark recently, but thanks to you, to many of you, we were able to raise $600,000 to keep KERA strong and moving the right direction into the future. So thanks so much to everybody who contributed during the membership campaign. And you won't hear another membership campaign until the fall. So enjoy the summer and the rest of the spring, because we won't be doing that again until the fall. Now, to anything at kera.org, Peter and Alan, who looks like he knows what he's talking about, wrote, with regard to your listener asking about health reimbursement accounts, if he or she has any money left in a flexible spending account at the end of the year, they'll lose it. If he has money in a health savings account, he will not. And if he has money in a health reimbursement account, it depends on the wording of his particular plan. Peter says, a health reimbursement account is just a promise by the listener's employer to pay some of his bills if he gets sick or hurt. For example, the employer might promise to pay doctor bills and prescriptions up to a total of $1,000 in a calendar year. The employee doesn't actually have any money in an account, but often these arrangements allow an employee who doesn't use up the entire promise by the end of the year to roll it over to the next year. He says, there's usually a cap, for instance, 3 years, on how long the employee can keep rolling over the balance. Thank you so much, Peter, for that. And you can call us at 800-933-5372, and that's where we find Julie in Dallas. Hello, Julie.
Hi. I was actually calling in on the same subject as Peter, and I can say that he is correct. I used to be a benefits accountant. I also have an answer on the SSI regarding autism.
Mm-hmm.
I believe the lady said that they made $60,000 a year, and I can say from personal experience that is too high. My son's father died last year, and I receive Social Security for him just as a death benefit, but we did not qualify for any SSI regarding his autism.
Okay. Well, thanks very much for calling.
Thank you.
All right. Bye. 800-933-5372. Up next is Don in Dallas. Hello, Don.
Hey, Jeff. Thanks for your help. I can barely hear you. I'm in the cell phone, but real quickly.
Okay.
I'm trying to buy a new Ford, and I've come across an item on the invoice called an FDAF assessment.
Uh-huh.
It's about $680, to be exact, and I can't get a straight answer from the dealer. And I've gone to Ford, and Ford itself says I have to go back to the dealer for an answer. And so I'm looking for something in writing, you know, or someplace I can go to get a definite definition. I've been to the Internet, and I get no information there.
The
so,
FDAF assessment.
That's
fee.
Correct.
And it's about $600 on your new vehicle.
That's right, and it's on the invoice, so it's got to be something that somebody out there can help me understand.
Okay.
Other than just say, well, it's for advertisement, because that doesn't make sense either. That's what I've been told.
Well, really? Okay, well, we've got about 13 minutes, so hopefully we'll get an answer for you.
Well, I'll be listening, and if you can post it anywhere, I'll be listening for that answer, too.
Well, we will also, you know, we post the entire broadcast on our website for the podcast every Friday, and then if we don't get an answer today, then, you know, we'll hopefully have one for you next
week.
I'll
keep checking, my man.
Thanks, Don.
I've got a month before the car comes in.
Okay, thanks a lot, Don.
Thank you, sir.
800-933-5372. Email anything at KERA.org. Up next is Andrea in Fort Worth. Hello, Andrea.
Hi, how are you?
Doing fine.
I'm just answering the question that someone asked about, is water a living thing?
Mm-hmm.
And I think someone basically answered the question, but since water is made up of hydrogen and oxygen molecules, 2 hydrogen, 1 oxygen, and there's no carbon in there, I don't think it can be considered a living thing.
Very good.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.
We also got an email from Jackie in Denton who says, the caller who said criteria for life is that it's carbon-based is incorrect. Recently, Jackie says, a species of spiders was found that is silicon-based species. Let's see. Craig says, bird and home, all one word, .com, has the Contech cat deterrent mentioned by your caller. Let's see here. We also got from Richard in Mansfield. Water's a compound, just a molecule of 3 atoms. It only replenishes through the water cycle, rain to groundwater, groundwater to water vapor to clouds, clouds to rain. The amount of water in the world is finite. Richard says, to be a living thing, something must be organized, reproduce, grow, react to stimuli, and use energy. Incidentally, a virus does not fit all these characteristics and is therefore typically not considered alive either. Let's see. Mary says, regarding the old medications, specifically the one with the needle, Mary says, ask your doctor if her office can dispose of your medications, especially the sharp items like the needles. 800-933-5372 is where we find Kevin in Arlington. Hello, Kevin.
Yeah, hello. I was wondering if it's legal in Texas to tint your headlights and taillights.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll see if you mean to put like window tint on your headlights.
Like the I was wondering because I have seen cars having those.
Right.
So I was wondering if it's legal to get one.
Okay. Well, we'll ask and see if we get an answer for you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Let's see. Up next is Sally in Fort Worth. Hello, Sally.
Yes, Sally.
Yes, go right ahead, Sally.
Well, I was just calling to Fort Worth, by the way. I was just calling to say that my science teacher, I think, said that water was an element.
Very good.
Right? On the table of elements?
Well, I think hydrogen's an element and oxygen's an element. So together they make the molecule.
Okay.
But thanks very much.
All right.
800-933-5372. Email anything at KERA.org. Mimi in Dallas writes, to anyone who has heard of the automobile engine designed to be powered by compressed air, does anyone know why it hasn't appeared in the media or as an alternative to gasoline, hybrid, or electric cars? What drawbacks didn't I learn from the online videos I saw, which make it look like a superior, viable option?
I think I saw the air. I think it was called the Air Car, Mimi. I think I saw something like that myself a few years ago, and they were trying to ramp up production. Someone will know what the status is on that. Scott says the FDAF assessment is a fee that Ford imposes, and it pays for local dealers' advertising campaigns, or will sometimes fund an additional regional rebate for customers. He says build and price is an excellent tool for looking at potential options in vehicle configurations. When you build out a vehicle and arrive at a price, the difference between that price and our actual price includes the addition of the FDAF assessment, destination, and delivery, and the cost of fuel put in at the factory. These charges are on the factory invoice to the dealer. He says FDAF assessment is the cost that Ford charges their dealers for advertising. So I guess they were telling you the truth. 800-933-5372. Up next is Bob in Weatherford. Hello, Bob.
Oh, hi there. I'm calling in about... Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, great. I'm calling in about the disposal of medications.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a medical person, but I've had this on really good authority from a nurse. The best way to dispose of medication is to put vegetable oil in the pill container, shake it up real good. It breaks down the medication, makes it unusable. Put the lid back on and just throw it in the trash.
Okay. Very good. I mean, it sounds like a good answer to me. We've also had, just FYI, we've had an answer of mixing it with, you know, what you take out of the cat litter box. And putting it in the trash. But everyone agrees, I think, that it's not, you shouldn't flush it down the toilet or put it into the sewer system.
I agree with that, too. But great. I heard from a nurse that vegetable oil is the way to go.
Very good. Thanks so much for calling.
Have a great one.
All right,
bye-bye.
You too. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Ann in Dallas reminds us that the best way to keep wild cats off your car is just to quit feeding them. She says you'll have to be strong, but eventually they will leave and find someone else to feed them. Chip says the FDAF assessment is a fee that Ford imposes, and it pays for local dealers' advertising campaigns, or will sometimes fund an additional rebate, additional regional rebate for customers. And I think sounds good. I mean, that's the exact language we got on the other email, so I have a feeling that might be correct. Sherrod says the price for diesel is higher because of the government's policy. And tax. He says it's cheaper in some other countries compared to gas. He says, so he thinks the obvious reason is the tax. Let's talk next at 800-933-5372 to Teresa on Loop 12. Hello, Teresa.
Hello. Of course, you happen to catch me right where there's a dead zone, so I may lose you.
Okay.
I'm a writer and I've several illustrated, so I have an answer about.
Okay, well, I tell you what, hold on, Teresa, because I'll come back to you. Maybe you'll be in a better cell, and we'll take one more call, and then I'm going to come back to you. Let's take a call from Ken in Fort Worth. Hello, Ken.
Yes.
Yes, go right ahead.
Okay, the FDAF, everything that you've got on it is accurate, and FDAF actually does stand for Ford Dealers Advertising Fund, and it's in the business. It's called part of the dealer pack.
Very good. Thanks for calling.
Sure thing.
All right. Let's see. Dustin says, if you go to an automotive store or possibly the hunting section of Walmart, they should have earmuff-type sound protection. He says they consist of large plastic soundproofed ear covers that are connected to a headband and sealed against the skin, like headphones. He says, I play in a local metal band, and my parents took my 9-month-old daughter to one of our shows, and my father had a set of these, and we put them on my daughter, and she had a blast watching all the excitement and never acted as if the volume bothered her at all. She fell asleep with them on and slept through 2 full sets. He says, so I don't think she could hear anything. John says, I was told the reason diesel gas is more expensive in the U.S. is because there is less refined in the country, so there's a relative scarcity compared to gasoline. He says, I'm under the impression in Europe, where they use more diesel and more is refined, the price tracks more closely with non-diesel gasoline. He says, I don't have any sources and could be wrong. Again, this is what I heard. Let's talk next at 800-933-5372 to Lynn in Colleyville. Hello, Lynn.
Hi, Jeff. I am trying to find something to put in my pool so that frogs or an animal that falls in can reach, you know, latch onto something and help itself out. I know PETA has some, but I was hoping there was something locally so I could get them very quickly.
So you're having, like, frogs?
It's mating season, apparently, and I have a ton of babies that I'm having to get out all the time, and they're not all surviving.
Okay. Okay, so so a local source for some kind of like, what are they like lily pads?
Well, some are lily pads. Some are something you actually connect to the wall
right.
that they climb out onto, and then can go out of the pool. But the lily pads, we just keep them in the pool, but
right.
at least above water.
So they're not real lily pads growing in your pool.
Correct.
They're like little
Correct.
Faux lily pads
that
kind of.
Okay. Yeah, whatever the material.
All right, well, we'll see if we get an answer for you. We've got a few minutes. Maybe someone will email us real quick, and we'll get an answer for you. All right. 800-933-5372. Up next is Glenn in Rowlett. Hello, Glenn.
Hi.
Yes, go right ahead.
Well, I'm calling about the compressed air car. She was asking why she hadn't heard more about it in the media. There's several reasons. The first one is the engine isn't able to offer as much torque as a traditional car is,
mm-hmm.
and so that makes it not as useful for just a standard means of transportation. And additionally, you can't travel very far on a single refill, and there aren't stations here to support that kind of travel for long distances. So it's really not viable at this point in the United States. It's been tested, I know, in India and in a couple of other nations. But the reason you haven't heard much about it here is because it simply won't work.
Yeah, you have to – the car has a little – like an electric air compressor, and you have to plug it in so
right.
it can refill the tank, right?
Right.
Okay. Do you know where people can find information on it? Because it sounds really interesting.
I can't give you a specific address. I've read a lot of information about it on the internet, but I don't have
okay.
any – direct
but if you
available.
Just Google like air car or compressed air car or something, you might
yeah,
be
able. Definitely.
Okay. Great. Well, hey, thanks for calling, Glenn.
Thank you.
800-933-5372. Up next is Claire in Argyle. Hello, Claire.
Hi. Yeah, I have an answer for the medicine, disposing of the medicine.
Sure.
A lot of local schools right now are collecting that medicine because of the kind of fad with teenagers, you know, taking their parents' old medicine.
Mm-hmm.
So contacting your local school district, they'll actually take up that medicine for you and dispose of it properly.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
And let's see. We heard from Mary in Arlington, who is a sustaining member. Thank you, Mary. On the safe disposal of medicines, Mary says, contact your city government to find out where the hazardous disposal location is for your area. And let's see. I think we have time maybe for one more quick call from Donna in Dallas. Hello, Donna. We got about 20 seconds.
Hi, Jeff. I live in East Dallas near Casa Linda,
mm-hmm.
and the city is just wrapping up redoing the major section of Buckner and Garland Road.
Mm-hmm.
And this morning, I noticed that the workers were imprinting into the asphalt like a brick pattern near the crosswalk. And I don't know what the purpose is for that, if it's to provide traction for the cars, or I've just never seen that
okay.
done at an intersection before.
Well, unfortunately, Donna, we'll have to wait till next week to get an answer, but I'm sure someone will call or email us an answer.
Great, thank you.
Thank you. Anything You Ever Wanted to Know is produced by yours truly. Jeannie Mascoro runs the board. Thank you so much, Jeannie, and also handled all the emails today. Jeannie, appreciate it very much. Your calls today were answered by our assistant producer, Betsy Lewis. Thank you so much, Betsy, for your help today as well. You can download episodes of the show at KERA.org and sign up for the free weekly podcast while you're there. And of course, send your questions, answers, comments, and suggestions to us at anything@KERA.org. Once again, I'm Jeff Whittington. Thank you so much for listening, and have a fantastic weekend.